I have 9:02 a.m. I'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Hearing none. Moving down our agenda, first we have approval of accounts payable.
Thank you. Move to approve checks numbers 473577 through 473656. No warrants and two journal entries or transfers.
There were two checks in there. I didn't get to the front to get written down on.
Okay. I didn't see them.
My apologies.
No, it's I just didn't get it written. I was doing other things and didn't.
Do you know those check numbers are?
Yes. 473605 and 606.
I'll amend my motion to state checks numbers 473577 through 473604. 473607 through 473656. No warrants, two journal entries, and transfers.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve check numbers 473605 and 473606.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. Take a second there.
Any questions?
No.
Move to approve regular session minutes for October 23rd, 2023, and executive session minutes for October 23rd, 2023.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda, we have the bid recommendation 202309-540. It's for Platt cabinets. With us, we have our recorder, Ms. Jody Stahl, legal and purchasing, Ms. Nikki Lawrence.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're here for RFP 202309-540, Platt cabinet. We received three bids. The first one being from Elkin Swires, came in at $9,942.50 plus freight. They did not list a delivery time, which caused them to be disqualified for not completing that portion. Second one was from PF Pettibone and Company, Crystal Lake, Illinois. They came in at an amount of $9,487. Their delivery time from the date of order is 4 weeks. And the third one we received from Henry M. Adkins and Sons out of Clinton, Missouri. And their amount came in at $13,181.40. Delivery date 3 to 4 weeks. Disqualified due to not complying with 3.2. With only one viable option, our recommendation is to move forward with PF Pettibone and Company out of Crystal Lake, Illinois.
For the record, I'd like to know that they are the lowest bid.
Yes, they are.
Correct.
Who have we purchased from any of these three in the past?
Mm-hmm. PF Pettibone in the past.
Do you guys have any other questions?
I have none. I would entertain a motion.
Move to award bid number 202309-540 to PF Pettibone and Company out of Crystal Lake, Illinois.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Next on our agenda, we have notice of renewal for propane number 23-140 Roden Bridge. With us, we have our Roden Bridge administrator, Mr. Devin Huff.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Huff.
Is this the first of two renewals?
This is the second of two.
So we'll go out for bid again next year, I guess?
Yeah, we've had no issues with them. They're a good company.
Yeah, and I've never heard anything bad about them.
Yeah, we do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated October 26, 2023, approving to the agreement as to form.
Move to approve the notice of renewal to Abbey Lane LPG, LLC.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Next on our agenda, we have the agreement for Skymark 1,500-gallon jet refueler, number 23-138, Airport. With us, we have Mr. Mike Molnick. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Reading through this, I did see where the initial price was $5,000 less than the state bid price that was out there. Is that correct? The GSA contract price, I guess?
GSA contract price. It was reduced.
Mm-hmm. It was also a smaller, the GSA contract price was a smaller truck.
Correct.
Correct.
Smaller gallons.
Yes, it was for a 1,000 gallon.
Yeah, this is for 1,500 gallon. And Skymark's the same company we purchased from before.
75 years ago, or?
Well, jet truck, yeah. No, we purchased the 100 low lead truck last year.
How was the jet truck?
So we replaced it in 1983.
I was thinking.
It's only 40 years old, Mike.
Good use out of it.
Yeah.
You guys have any questions?
Commissioner White?
Move to approve the agreement for Skymark 1,500-gallon jet refueler buying between Taney County and Skymark Refuelers, LLC.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Next Next on our agenda, we have the lease agreement with Tailwind Planes LLC, number 23-137 Airport. This is a continued lease.
Yes, it's just renewing the lease with Tailwind Planes for another year, starting on November 1st of this year and ending October 31st of next year.
Move to approve the lease agreement signed between Taney County and Tailwind Planes LLC.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Moving down, our next order of business is agreement for rubber tired loader, one or more, number 23-136, Roden Bridge. Once again, we have a Roden Bridge administrator, Mr. Devin Huff, presenting.
You guys have any questions?
This is the one we had approved, and we do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated October 26, 2023. Approving to the agreement as the form.
Move to approve the agreement for rubber tired loader, one or more, by and between Taney County and John Favick Tractor Company.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Devin. Our next order of business that we have agendized this morning is for court orders.
Good morning.
Good morning. With us, we have Ms. Jennifer Hutchison, Ms. Stephanie Spencer, Taney County Clerk, Ms. Susan Chapman, Taney County Assessor. And remind me your name.
Alicia Caperton.
Alicia Caperton with Taney County Assessor. I believe we had some questions on this before we move forward. So, with that. With the documentation that has been provided to the commission on there, the parcel line change and corrections, we have no, there's nothing stated on the bottom of these sheets.
So where would that have been? I'm sorry, I apologize. I'm the one who entered all of
them. No, you're fine.
I'm still learning. Where would I have entered those to be, for those to?
It's under that, notes.
Okay, so I did. I entered a note under every one of them my system.
Okay.
So
the
I'm not
ones
sure
that we did
why
have
notes on?
We did print on those.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A lot of them do have the notes on them.
So maybe some of them just, because I had to hit update to save the notes and something else to save everything else. So.
When we go over individually, we can show. It's like when you say, says to the wrong parcel,
okay,
move to.
So they did show up on.
It needs to show what parcel it was moved to. Like
okay.
Like it may just say move to correct parcel.
Okay.
Well, what was that correct parcel?
Okay.
If
I
you're,
apologize, I was needing to.
No, it just.
Yeah, so here would be an example of one right there. And see, it shows up as an add-on.
Mm-hmm.
And then for here, it's an erroneous assessment. And it says move structure back to correct parcel. There's nothing there for us to know or for it to be correct.
Of course, it would be an erroneous assessment.
Correct, yeah, and they have that. It says reason for erroneous assessment, but instead it's listed as an add-on on the top instead of...
True, because it was knocked in.